Now, I read verse 11. We're ready for it now. For both he that sanctifieth and they who are sanctified are all of one, for which cause he's not ashamed to call them brethren. Now, I love this verse we come to here. And sanctified doesn't quite mean what the average person thinks it means today, and certainly what I thought for years it meant. My idea was it made sort of a goody-goody out of you, made you a nice, sweet little boy. Well, sanctification, when it's used in connection with the Holy Spirit, has to do with the work of God in us to make us the kind of representative that he wants down on this earth. And it's the work of the Spirit of God in the heart of the redeemed. But sanctification, when it's used with the person of Christ, and that is true in the epistle to the Hebrews, it's not purification, it's consecration. It's not a condition, but a position that we have in Christ. And that is something that we need to keep before us. And he was the just, and he took the place of the unjust that he might bring us to God. And he's brought us now into the family of God. And in the family of God, he's not ashamed to call them brethren. Now, I don't dare call him brother. I wouldn't dare say that concerning him. But may I say that he has brought us into the family of God. And he's the firstborn among many brethren. He's the head of the family. And he calls us brethren, because we all become sons of God through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And friends, this makes it very clear that this false doctrine, not a doctrine, it's heresy, of the universal fatherhood of God and the universal brotherhood of man is probably the most damnable doctrine that there is abroad today, because it's just simply not true. As we said last time, I sure wouldn't want to have been a brother of a king of England in the old days. You'd have made a trip to the Tower, one-way trip, and they would have had a necktie party for you. They'd have put your head over the chopping block and with one whack ended it all. They were a bloody lot, by the way. We like to, many of us, boast of our English background. I tell you, when you begin to look at it, you wonder whether you wouldn't like to say that you came from some island way out in the South Pacific somewhere and not with an English background. May I say to you, mankind hasn't very much to boast of today. Now, we find as we read on here, and he says he's not ashamed to call them brethren, saying, I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the church will I sing praise unto thee. Now, this verse is a quotation from Psalm 22, and that's the great psalm of the cross. And verse 22 denotes the change in this psalm. In the first part of it, you have the humiliation of Christ, and you have actually the seven last words of the cross there. Many of you have my book on the X-ray of the cross, and that's on Psalm 22, and we deal with those seven sayings. They're all right here. But beginning with verse 22, you have the exaltation of Christ. I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the congregation will I praise thee. And I'm of the opinion that we could restrict this right here to his Hebrew brethren, because this is written to the Hebrews. I was talking to a Jewish guide that we had, Miss McGee and I were with him for one day, and before he left us, I had a little talk with him about Jesus. I asked him the question. I said, you know, Jesus was in this land here. He enjoyed pointing out several places. I remember he said, here is Bethany. And you remember Jesus was here, and this is the home. I said to him, I said, Jesus was a Jew. You remember the woman at the well? She was a Samaritan. She said to him, how is it that thou being a Jew? That's what she thought he was. And I think she was accurate, because Jesus didn't deny it, you see. And I told him, I said, you ought to be telling me about Jesus and not me telling you about Jesus. I said, you told me that he went to Bethany, and I already knew about that, but had never seen the place before. That is, I hadn't been up into that particular area. I'd been by there several times, but you pointed that out. Now, I said, you ought to know him for the reason that he came to this earth. But I have to report, sadly, that he wasn't interested at all in that aspect of his coming. He was just interested in being a guide and for a price taking folk around and showing them the different places. Now, will you notice here that he says, I will declare thy name unto my brethren in the midst of the church, will I sing praise unto thee. And the word church is congregation here, and in that sense, I think more than the technical meaning that we attribute to church.